Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If you're down.
Dan Shaughnessy tweeted out at 9:29 this morning. On today, 11-1 with Atzo and Bertrand from Warrior Rink. Plenty of NFL playoff talk.
Yeah.
Hayward's breakout game.
Yeah. Who are you to program
Bees
our show?
Bees tonight. BB Hall of Fame. That's baseball Hall of Fame.
Bill Belichick's going to the Hall of Fame.
I was going to say, is Bill Belichick going to the Hall of Fame?
That's the way I read that tweet.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And Dan's dates.
Well,
and
I mean,
Scott Zolak replied with, no thanks.
So, would you rather I don't, like, say what we might be talking about? I don't know what you want me to do.
Well, I just like to, like, think we would have the ability to plan our show and direct you as to what area we want to
just figure
down to.
We'll
I can't move it up, Jim. This thing falls, okay? The kid left, the tech guy, Josh.
Josh,
yeah. He's supposed to fix it during the break, and he didn't.
No, he doesn't have the proper equipment here to fix it.
Oh, so just leave.
So, a little tease there with the intro song.
Hey, how was your Christmas?
Wait, before we get done.
I swear to God, we were real quick.
I have no idea what Christmas just happened.
I do.
What?
So we were down.
What did you say? What about the tease?
Zomis little cube, but he's on to the Christmas thing.
Oh, so I got you.
We were in a pool down in Florida.
Yeah.
And we had the just Florida music, by the way, is awful on radio stations. Yeah. Like stuck in the '80s, or every fifth station is a religious station on the FM.
Yeah.
And then you find one good Christmas station, you put it on. I'm in the pool, and all of a sudden, they come right on. Mitch and the gang.
Get right.
Like,
really?
They play like Mariah Carey, regular Brenda Lee, and then somewhere, boom, they slide one Mitch Miller thing, and I lost it.
Yeah.
Two cannonballs.
It's like the music playing on the overheads in God's waiting room. That's what the Florida radio station is.
There's not one station you could drive around in any market and Mitch and the gang.
No. Only here and during breaks, you know.
Well, Florida's down south.
I had a Dan Shaughnessy moment on Christmas morning. I was given a book that Dan wrote a blurb for on the back.
Oh.
There's a lot of books.
What
like
book
that
was?
I don't remember. It was either the Ted Williams book. Which one did you write a blurb for? I think it was the Belichick book.
Oh, the Ian O'Connor.
Oh, Ian O'Connor. Oh. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I also. I blurbed the Gronk book, you know.
Oh.
It's the same publisher. Growing Up Gronk. Growing Up Gronk. I blurbed that.
A Gronking to Remember?
He never thanked me. And I'll give you a little blurb story. So years ago, I...
Who didn't thank you?
Gronk.
I go out to... I don't think he's aware. Yeah, he probably never saw the book. It was whatever. So years ago, my friend Stan...
He definitely didn't write it.
My friend Stan Grossfeld, a bunch of us, were at my house, watched the beginning of the Celtics... We go out to the Chinese restaurant, you know, holiday thing, and, you know, a couple of cocktails, doing a thing. And Larry King comes on the corner TV in the Chinese restaurant. And this leads to the usual response. Everybody's, oh, Larry King, you know, what a, you know, loser.
Garlic.
And, you know,
garlic. Just, man, is pushing garlic.
Garlic. Man has no standards. You know, what a media, you know, whatever. Just total mockery of Larry King. This guy doesn't know good from bad. This guy, you know, whatever. So we get home and to watch the second half of the Celtics at my house. And there's a poster.
That's a long night. That's a long Celtics game.
There's a poster behind with my book, Curse of the Bambino. And the blurb on the front is, greatest book ever, Larry King. Yeah, well, Larry's not so bad after all. I forgot about that. Yeah,
not
so,
a total hack.
Yeah, so,
he knows what he's talking about.
So he's got some good taste.
When you see those blurbs, it's like it's always a slippery slope. People say, oh, can you do it? Do you have blurbs in your book?
Yeah.
Who'd you get?
Bledsoe wrote the foreword.
Oh, see, right there.
That's not a blurb.
That's a big blurb. I'd pull some teeth to get that one.
Yeah, you could have had me say greatest book ever. You know, Dan Chauncey right there. I could have done that.
How much that cost?
You know, yeah.
Yeah, what do you charge for that?
No, you do it. You do it for your friends. You know, you see it out there. You round up Usual Suspects. Doris Kearns Goodwin. You know, Ken Burns.
Do you actually,
Bob
Costas, do you actually read the
Lombardi
book
on it?
Do you actually read the book before you give the blurb?
I'll skim through it. Make sure.
Oh,
you know,
man,
there was one.
Those blurbs. Any of those blurbs are total garbage.
There was one. A guy sent me this. It was a fiction book, and you know, he sounded nice. I wanted to help him out, but I was thinking, you know, if I put my name on this, this guy might end up being like a, you know. You know, sexual predator or something, child molester. I didn't trust.
What the hell are you talking about?
You don't want to be blurbing.
Why the hell does your mind go there?
You just don't want to be blurbing.
The name
people
of the book, Harold the Purple Crayon?
You know, I'll give you an example. The great Leslie Visser, you know, she did a book a year or two ago, her life's career in the NFL, she's in the Hall of Fame, all stuff like that. The front cover blurb is from Les Moonves. Now, you don't want that these days, you know? I mean, who knew that?
Time.
You know, it's just bad luck, you know? I mean, you don't want the Les Moonves blurb on the cover of your book right now.
No, I don't.
Especially if you're a women's sportscaster.
I don't think that's what you're looking for.
It's unfortunate. Like, you know, so anyway, that's my little blurb takeoff of your Christmas morning. Thank you very much. And as I was going to say before Zoe
launches
Mitch Miller, today is, this will be given away later, but I'll tell you now, Steven Stills' birthday. He's 74.
Oh, right.
What should you say to the States?
He was born 1345. What do you think about that? Yeah. Well, he's 74 today.
I don't think much about it. You're missing a two.
I know, but it's the passcode.
I don't think it's a thing. I think it'd be better if you were born December 3rd, 1945. Yeah. That would be awesome.
345. Yes. Is that like the passcode on your phone?
Somebody was.
Like
you
probably have his birthday as your phone.
No, like, you know the pin to his house.
It'll open the gate if you're driving out on Mulholland
Did
Drive.
Did you call him?
But not yet. It's early. Believe me, it's really early for him. I mean, yeah, no.
What time does he typically get up?
You don't call in the morning. No. I mean, that was in the old days. He's probably getting up early now. Old people, that's what we do.
You get a Christmas card from him?
We used to, yeah.
Oh.
One of those.
What happened?
It was a former wife. She liked me more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Cool.
Sorry about that. I could go on, but we should get back to the program.
No, it's fine.
No, yeah. I mean, at this point, might as well
keep going. Segment's pretty much over.
I mean, what are we going to do for the next 2 minutes, try and redirect this? I mean, what are we doing here? What would be the point of that?
It's your show, Beetle.
Yeah, no, sometimes. Sometimes it is. All right, so let's look at your list here then. We'll get to the NFL.
NFL playoff talk.
Hayward's breakout game. Give me your 60 seconds on that.
Well, every time I'm
coming off a goose egg, that's a pretty good breakout.
0-35. Has that ever happened before?
That's a hell of a take, Dan.
Has that ever happened where you play in a game?
Hey, kid,
it's not like you missed a game.
3 nights ago,
he played the game, had 0 points, plays another game, has 35.
Right. There's been a couple points in the last few weeks where I was ready to drop a Carl Crawford on his head. You know,
that's a hotter take here.
Are we going to be looking back at this? And then this happens, and you go, oh, no, wait, he's coming back from an injury. Leave him alone. It's all going to be good. But that player last night.
It's like you can see him in there. He's in there somewhere.
That's the guy you thought you were getting when it happened, and that's the guy you thought you were missing when they got to the finals of the conference last year, and that's all the prospects. So try to project that moving forward into April, May, June, and it really makes you feel good.
But my fear, Dan, as he does this and had all this success last night, after everybody gets hurt, right?
And Irving's
Marcus Morris gets hurt last night. In the game, you've got Kyrie already out. You've got no Aaron Baines. You've got Al Horford on a minutes limit.
Yeah.
And now now show is mine. I can take over now.
Yeah, boy. So you're being negative.
Is he a guy that can fit in? That still remains to be seen.
I think that.
On a consistent basis, does he fit in?
And I think, I wish we were talking to Coach Brad today because the Morris thing concerns me. I mean, the neck injury, I didn't like that. He's good, too. I love that player. He's really good.
I said yesterday on the show, that's a team that just needs some good news right now.
Yep.
And they got more bad news last night. They did in the form of that Marcus Morris
injury.
I didn't like
that. That's a bad not.
So it's weird seeing the record. You look and you see the record. Like, they're only six games above 500 at this point. Like, that's a massive sample.
Well, and you know what?
To this point, because like, it's the same team from last year. And you had this guy in the mix. He's healthy. Kyrie's playing at a hell of a level.
Sorry,
I know he's out with the eye thing now, but
Gary Washburn put together the future schedule in January.
They're home the whole month.
Two games with Brooklyn, two with Miami, home games against Dallas, Memphis, Cleveland, Charlotte, road games at Atlanta and Orlando.
So they're going on a run.
They'll make up some ground there. then, yeah, it's, I mean, it looks like no one's going to win 60 games in the whole league this year.
What are they in right now, fifth place?
They're in fifth in the seeding. Right? Yeah. Right, right. But it's, there were like three or four out from the one. I mean, and they should be able to make up a lot of ground in January. That's a really easy schedule.
617-779-0985. Would you like to talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Whenever you want to.
I discovered something.
I'm not dictating the terms of the show here.
I discovered something that I didn't know was a thing. And that is, there are writers and those who have votes for the BBWAA who vote for Clemens and not Bonds, and vote for Bonds and not Clemens.
Yeah, I understand that.
I didn't know that was a thing. I will explain and tell you who these people are coming up next.
Zoe and the Beatles. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, not at all.
Jim's got some visual evidence that you reacted negatively.
I get excited about the Hall of Fame baseball talk. I do.
Now I think
we're
going to
talk steroids. No, because I like it when we talk steroids.
Last
night, now we're talking real, like really good player talk now.
Last night, I know that, you know, as we think to the next day, about the next day's show, I think, oh, Shaughnessy's on.
Yeah.
And around this time of year, every week, we're talking something about where the Hall of Fame voting is at.
Sure. Spink Award winner.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about it on TV last week, right, Dan?
Yes, we did.
You and I did a segment on NBC Sports Boston, early edition.
Yep.
And we talked about it then, and we check in on it. And I, on Twitter, follow not Mr. Tibbs. He is the guy who has a great spreadsheet. He tracks all the ballots. He's at the point now where writers just forward their ballot to him when they submit it to the BBWA. Did you know this, Dan?
I was unaware of that. It does not surprise me.
Yeah, but writers are now just sending him their ballot
so
he can insert it into the tracker. The spreadsheet is up. Mm-hmm. 145 ballots are now public. What's the total number of ballots?
It's over 400, so it's 420 or something like that.
So we're closing in. We're about a third of the way home.
Yeah, he's given you 36%.
He already knows. 35.9% of the ballots are in. What's wrong over there?
Billy.
You all right?
Yeah.
35.9% of the ballots are in. Barry Bonds is on 73.6% of the ballots. Roger Clemens is on 74.3% of the ballots.
I've explained to you the dynamic of this, correct?
That the old guys wait until the very end.
That
only the young writers.
The people that are sending their ballots to him are all 35 years old, and they are dying to vote for every steroid guy and for 10 or more players. They think everyone should be in the Hall of Fame. They love everyone.
Okay, that's fair. Edgar Martinez, of the 145 ballots, has shown up on 134 of them.
He's getting in.
He's getting in. It's a lot.
He's going to get in, but it's not. He'll creep over 75.
Mariano Rivera has been on 100% of the ballots to this point.
Yes.
So he is getting in.
Yes.
Roy Halladay, of the 145 ballots, has shown up on 140. And I can tell you, Dan, this is not someone who's in the steroid department. That, to me, tells me he's going to get in. He's going to get to 75%.
It'll be close.
I think Halliday's going to get in.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty good sample size, so.
But again.
But Dan disputes the sample size every year.
This is Dixville Notch in New Hampshire. The first place to win with 12 votes. You know, it looks like Don Chain. They tell you who got the most votes out of 12 people the first year. And again, it's not reflective of who's going to win the election. So do not go by this. It tells you a lot, but everything gets suppressed by 20-30%. Of votes are not coming in for the same people.
Okay, well, do you know the percentages for Bonds and Clemens last year? Both at 61.2%. So they've gone up year after year after year.
I don't think you're correct, sir. No, last year Clemens was 57% and Bonds 56%.
Well, this 2018 tab is not updated. Oh, Mr. Tibbs.
Dan will take out the newspaper computer boy, and he'll tell you what's what.
Damn.
Yes.
All right, those numbers were wrong. My apologies.
They got their big
boost.
I went
by the tracker.
Like 3 years ago, Beatle, they broomed 100 voters off the registry, people that were a million years old, hadn't seen a game in a million years, who never voted for anyone. Those guys I'll got booed off, and there was a big spike for Bonds and Clemens. That
Tibbs
year.
Only tracks public ballots, not the ones.
What's this title? Right. Bonds Clemens
so on,
made Mr.
On the public event. Ballots, so this is a good way to sort of figure it out.
Yes.
Right. On the public ballots of the young guys, they wouldn't have gotten in. They were at 59 and 60%.
That's the Mets.
So that means there has been an uptick this year, a significant uptick.
They will end up maybe over 60. I'll give you that. I'm telling you, this is going to be a fight to the finish because they only have three more years after this. It's a weird, you know, aligning of the planets because the last year they're eligible is the first year that Ortiz and A-Rod are eligible. And Ortiz is going to sail in because everybody loves him.
Well, this is on my long way of...
Yeah.
Is this today's paper?
That is, yes.
Well, what did you write about this?
I wrote about it today. It was online yesterday afternoon. I thought that's what you were doing.
No.
That feels nice.
What did you write about it?
Well,
I didn't read your paper.
It's a winding.
It's your reasoning why you're not voting for Bonds and Clemens, right?
That's yesterday's. Hold on.
I'm leaning more toward doing it only because of the Harold, what I call the Harold Baines effect.
There we go.
And what is
because
that?
How can you have a Hall of Fame with Harold freaking Baines and Lee Smith and not have Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds?
That's
of course.
That is the first thing. Basically,
human
my lead.
Well, that's why you should vote for them. That's why you should pull the trigger.
And that if baseball is going to, you know, usher in Harold Baines, who never got 7% of the writers' votes, never got 7%. He never made top eight of an MVP year in any year, 22 years he played. If they're going to push this guy into the Hall of Fame, I'm kind of done arguing about Mike Messina, Andy Pettit, you know, borderline candidates, like, and have Harold Baines in and you don't have Clemens and Bonds in, it's really getting hard. Really making it hard.
Well, Florusa's so hell-bent on making sure that Baines got in. He's one of the big guys that pushed him, and he coached all those teams that were doing the injectables. How does he feel about guys like Bonds and Clemens if he's so hell-bent on making sure Baines gets in?
That would be
in.
A good question. We should get Tony on the air and ask him
He said he'd love to come on with us.
Call him. Yeah, you got his number?
We could do that for tomorrow.
Find out. Find out if he'll talk to us.
We'll work on that for tomorrow.
That would be a very good idea.
I'll get Tony on for tomorrow.
So Heyman... to John Heyman, that is. I didn't know this was a thing that he did every year. But I discovered this because I pulled up the tracker and I wanted to see who was voting for who. Heyman every year for the last, I don't know, ever so many years, votes for Bonds but doesn't vote for Clemens. Would you ever in a million, you wrote a column about this today. Would you ever separate these two guys?
No.
Aren't they the same exact thing?
So
the premier power hitter of his generation?
Babe Ruth and Walter Johnson of their
premier
era.
Power pitcher of his generation. Yes. They were both dirty by the end. They were both using steroids.
Both all over the Mitchell
both
Report.
Both lied about
both
it.
Both had perjury
They're
racks.
The same thing.
Right.
They're
the same
thing. Heyman votes for Bonds but not for Clemens.
Votes for Bonds, not Clemens. I'm more on that in a minute. And then there are two other guys. Rene Cardenas, who votes for Clemens but not Bonds. And... Sadio LeBron. I don't know who these guys are.
Hockey
One's
later.
A broadcaster.
Hockey
Cardenas
later.
is a broadcaster who's longtime broadcaster. He votes for Clemens, but not for Bonds as well. Two guys that vote for Clemens, no Bonds, and Heyman, who we know very well, who votes for Bonds, but not Clemens. Heyman writes this about his reasoning. Bonds versus Clemens. They're a package deal for almost everyone, and that's understandable. Oh, you think? That's understandable. There are a couple of all-time greats who took steroids and lied about it, so it makes sense. Most see them together. I voted for neither the first few years they were on the ballot. Justly, they went on together. But I have begun to vote for Bonds. The main reason I vote for Bonds is that I believe the narrative that Bonds didn't take steroids until he saw two great but far lesser players, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, start to surpass him with their own use of illegal chemicals. And I don't know what to believe with Clemens, who's lying far outstripped that of Bonds. This is amazing.
Degrees of lying.
Degrees of lying. Clemens lied more than Bonds lied. Okay.
I believe that.
I don't believe that. Clemens, they both lied a ton. So I don't know how you could distinguish the two.
Clemens is more on the record as far as people having clips of him where he's so defiant. Where Bonds is pretty quiet about it.
He says, Bonds had to go into a federal courtroom, did he not? Did he ever testify in that?
Yeah, he fessed up to the cream and the clear.
Yeah.
You know, said he didn't know what they were.
Yeah, yeah. But that, like, almost got him off the hook more so than Clemens. I did not.
He
this
also
didn't
was
happen.
Convicted of perjury. I mean, Bonds was.
That happened.
He's a federally convicted individual.
Yeah.
McNamee's a liar. You keep calling McNamee's a liar. I don't know why
you
do this.
I forget all of these things. Clemens went to the point of volunteering to lie on 60 Minutes.
Just remember.
And lying before Congress, which, of course, is a crime. Ultimately, Clemens was found not guilty of perjury, but the standards aren't the same here as there.
Bonds
he
was
did
guilty
lie
of perjury, though.
Many times. So the guy who is guilty of perjury gets a vote. The guy who's not guilty of perjury doesn't get the vote. Yeah. Didn't? But Clemens' trial ended in a mistrial, did it not?
He was never guilty of perjury.
They made like a procedural mistake in the
case.
Right,
even though he did it. He was never
found
guilty.
So he never, like, the jury didn't come out and say yay or nay on him. It was declared a mistrial because of prosecutor's error that they had made in the case somehow.
Wow.
That they dismissed the case and they said, we're not going to do it again.
I just thought it would have been more like regional bias that would especially someone like
I thought
Heyman,
it was a New York guy who was pissed about him being a Yankee or something.
Right. Or would go the other way, would vote for Clemens but not for Bonds because he's a New York guy. But he's talking about, I don't know what he's talking about.
This guy's nuts.
He's saying that Bonds only did it because he saw the other guys were cheating, and he said, oh, I'm going to have to cheat too so I can have the home run record, and these guys aren't as talented.
Dan, I'm so amused by this.
It's amusing.
It is. I didn't know this was a thing until I discovered this last night in the Not Mr. Tibbs Hall of Fame tracker, and I'm just blown away by it. And then I obviously Googled Heyman and found his column from last month on the matter. Oh, my God.
That's good stuff, Peter.
Degrees of lying. Degrees of how much they lied. That is unreal. They are together. They belong in the Hall of Fame.
Of course they do.
That's what it comes down to.
Not getting in this year. Never mind what Mr. Tibbs is
saying. You should give them your vote.
Well, it's too late. I already voted.
The streets of Cooperstown are going to be packed to see Baines, boy. You guys have to wear standing room only. Please, move up.
Yeah,
lots of standing room.
Can't wait for the nugget you get from
here. Lots of standing room.
Yeah, really looking forward
Beetle,
to that.
You're not driving out to go sit there in that shade tree, all sweaty and hot.
Oh, I saw Heron Baines. I said, I can't believe you're in the Hall of Fame. You suck.
He's the bane of my existence.
They wouldn't even let him in. He didn't have his ID with him. They didn't know who he was.
617-779-0985.
Bane of my existence.
We can get to your calls. Coming up next with Dan Shaughnessy. Here are the headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Couldn't believe it. The day he was inducted, the Dark Knight was playing in my hotel room. There's Bane up there. And Bane's getting inducted. What are you going to do? Bruins are home to take on the Calgary Flames tonight. Morning skate is winding down here at Warrior Arena. Both teams going for their third straight win tonight. Judd Zerot and Bob Beers are going to begin our coverage at 6:30 here on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot. As far as the Celtics go, they got a win last night, 115-102 over the Timberwolves at the TD Garden. No Kyrie Irving last night, but Gordon Hayward was back in a big way after he was scoreless in the loss to the Spurs on Monday. Put in 35 last night for the Green. Marcus Morris had to leave the game in the fourth quarter, didn't return. He's dealing with a neck injury. He's going to be evaluated today. Celtics stay home to take on the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow night. NFL announced today a partnership with Caesars Entertainment, making Caesars the first ever official casino sponsor of the NFL. Among their duties will be to use their casinos and celebrity chefs and whatnot to help promote the game. Headlines are brought to you by Awaken Wendy Weight Loss. Most diabetic clients stop taking insulin by week 3. Others reduce or stop high blood pressure and other medications completely. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your headlines anytime on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
The Bruins are in action tonight on the Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are on the Star Market Sports Deck at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yes, Dan.
Did I hear you disparaging the captain this morning?
No, I've
too much time on today's show.
I agree.
Why don't you spread out a little bit?
It's not like he's saying.
A little something on the captain, a little something on Mean Gene Okerlund, a little something on Super Dave Osborne.
Super Dave Osborne did not get his due yesterday.
No.
And I listened to the show religiously, and I was doing that coming in today. And so, you know Super Dave Osborne, but not Funkhauser?
Yeah.
So I'm the same way.
I've never watched one episode of Curb.
You would really like it. But
I'm sure I would. But
the clip that Tom sent
I don't think he would. I don't think it's this type of show.
No. I don't like the...
His flyover's head?
Yeah, I just don't think it's this type of show.
The clip that Tom sent in our text chain last night was, I mean, really inappropriate, but laugh out loud funny.
And you were not someone that watched Curb, right?
I was not a Curb guy, no.
Did you watch the last season of Curb?
I've seen everything.
Okay.
I was unaware that Funkhauser was Albert Brooks' brother. That I did not
know. Which we now know.
That seems like that?
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Yeah. So brothers.
Yeah. What do you call them?
Different names. Captain? No, Albert Brooks doesn't go by his...
it'd be Albert Einstein.
that's very good.
That's why he changed his name.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
Think about it.
Oh, wow.
Albert Einstein. He probably got tired of like, oh, you're Albert Einstein.
Right.
Yeah, screw this. I'm changing
my
name.
Yeah, that would be... Imagine going through school. It's like being that kicker, suck up, whatever. That's right. That's
I actually think that Bob Einstein, didn't go by his actual first name. His actual first name was Stuart. Stu.
Huh.
Stu.
Stuart Einstein.
Al's brother, Stu Einstein.
And
Stu Einstein.
And the captain, he was a big deal in the 70s.
Pete Tebow.
You're too young.
No, I remember Captain and Tennille. We had the album.
That's the one song I remember. That one.
No, it's like
that's the one captain.
What's the guy's
own variety show? Everybody knows.
Okay. What's he done but play the piano?
Listen to me. Everyone else, it seems like from the 70s or 80s, have had some kind of resurgence. Whether it's disco, whether it's ABBA, whether it's Steve Miller or Elton John, who never really left. No one has said boo about Captain and Tennille for 30-plus years.
Wait, we talked about Captain and Tennille right before Christmas. We played one of their Christmas songs.
You killed him.
No.
That's what we did.
Yes.
We did kill him.
We sort of did.
You killed George Michael.
But same thing.
Yeah, we sort of did.
No one
was talking about Captain and Tennille. We talk about Captain and Tennille, and then a month later, the captain dies. What are we doing?
Ours was the next day, and I had said, is he still alive? So that was even
Everyone's
worse.
Everyone's like, yeah, of course. And then he died.
The next day.
See, we got confused. We were thinking about Tony and Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
And Tony Orlando and Dawn. And then Captain and Tennille came up.
Well, no, we were talking about the Carpenters.
Right. No, you're right.
And that led us to Captain
you're right,
and Tennille.
Because he played some awful song, and it was just,
yes.
Oh, Captain and Tennille, Christmas sucks. Yeah. That music that they played sucked.
Most of their stuff did, but he was still...
It was like one hit.
Okay, all right, so you just said that he sucked.
Why did the Today Show do
now it comes full circle.
On it.
617-779-0985. Derek is in Foxborough. Derek.
Harold Baines of Entertainment.
What's up, guys? What's up, Joe? Shaughnessy.
What's up?
Shaughnessy, I just wanted to know, why aren't you voting for Manny Ramirez? I mean, we're talking about one of the best right-handed hitters of all time.
Absolutely.
You've got one of the most unique voices.
Yeah. Sounds like Funkhauser.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
He's caught cheating three times. That's it. So, I mean, yeah. Other than that, it was great.
But if you're going to vote for Bonds and Clemens, you have
I didn't
to
say I was voting
vote for them.
Oh, you didn't? I thought he said he was going to.
I would agree. I would agree with your logic. If you're going to vote for Bonds and Clemens, you should vote for Manny Ramirez.
Yeah, and if you look at the tracking, Bonds and Clemens are at like 60 and 70%. Manny's down in like the 20s.
I agree. Well, the three-time cheating thing, he got caught cheating more than they did. But I agree. Okay. If you're in, you're in. That's why Sammy Sosa, once I come down from that wall, Beetle, they're all getting in.
I think there is.
Oh, your degrees of greatness
with cheating? No. Listen, I'm with you. If you're voting for Bonds and Clemens, you should be voting for all the guys who
are worthy, regardless of whatever they did.
Sammy Sosa, it's 600 home runs. It's 63 times.
Okay, but hold on.
Cheating. Don't you view Pettit differently than those two guys?
But Dan, this is something you have to do now. You have to also understand that the statistics don't mean what they used to mean.
No, cartoon.
So just because McGuire or Sosa put up all these home runs, you could say, well, I just don't think they were Hall of Fame players. They were one-dimensional players.
People do that. Yeah.
That didn't.
I understand.
They weren't, you know, they weren't Griffey or Bonds.
And all the greatness is owed to cheating as opposed to
not necessarily. It's just that they're a guy who was good at doing one thing.
Right.
Hitting home runs. That's all the guy. That's all Mark McGuire did was hit home runs. He was great at it.
Yep.
Hit a lot of them.
583.
But what was his career batting average?
It was around
260?
About 260 hitter.
Not a great hitter. Great home run hitter.
Yeah.
Power hitter.
Yep.
That's what that came down to.
Yep.
And as far as, you know, the numbers being produced by steroids, you then, in my opinion, for the era, I don't know how you look at it.
Is this like degrees of lying?
No, not degrees of lying. The offensive players won the era, right?
Yes.
And you hear a lot of times, yeah, well, the pitchers were doing it too.
Right.
They were, but it didn't help them the way that it helped offensive
did not produce cartoonish numbers. That's why Pedro's numbers are so great, because they're in the steroid era. Makes Pedro really impressive.
Right, but my point would be that even if Pedro Martinez did all kinds of steroids and was in the same situation as Clemens, his numbers would still be fabulous given that what he was operating in the era that he was operating in.
Correct.
That's my point. Yes. And so pitchers, I actually would be willing to give more leeway to pitchers of that era, like a Roy Halladay. Mm-hmm. Because I say, Roy Halladay pitched in the era where everybody was juiced, and he was a dominant power pitcher, two different leagues for a decent stretch of time. No, did he have a 20-year career? No, he didn't have one of those really long careers. But his peaks were really good at a time when everybody was crushing.
That's fair.
That's how I look at it.
I agree.
Why I sort of give the pitchers, clean or dirty, a little bit of a boost for pitching in that time. Howie's in Randolph. Howie.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great. Howie.
Okay, Dan, I just wanted to thank you for the Crystal Bambino. I finally read it. Excellent book.
Wow, way to go. Thank you.
I think most of it was a curse, but most of it was ineptitude.
Yeah, I think that's probably
it. It all worked the same way.
I had
a question about baseball salaries in the current era. I don't mind players getting all they can get, because I think for many years they were kept down by the owners. Mm-hmm. But like when Rice got his $2 million back in the 70s, everyone thought that was a ridiculous amount to pay for a player. But Now, recently, okay, like A-Rod was getting like $27 million. Yep. He only won one World Series. Right. At least J.D. Martinez, he got $25 million, but at least he won a World Series this year.
Right.
Guys like Pujols and a few of the others have got big money salaries, never won anything. Now you're talking with Harper and Machado over $30 million, and Clayton, the Kershaw's getting over $30 million. He never won anything. What made the salaries jump so high? I mean, it's crazy amounts of what they're getting anyway, but to go from the $20 million to over $30 million.
Well, again, it's just incremental. As the money keeps pouring in and collective bargaining agreements are made, it's actually leveled off a little. It sounds crazy as it sounds. They went backwards this year from last year, which is a weird thing.
Right. That's why my team's like 25.
If you look at every 10-year period, yes, they go up exponentially, just like real estate and college educations.
Howie, thanks for the call. Curse of the Bambino is a good book.
Yeah, 1990. That guy's late to the game. It was like 28 years ago.
I think there are people who won't touch it because of the title, Dan. I think that title maybe hurt you over the years.
I don't think so. I understand
maybe
what you're
in the beginning it was probably perfect.
Right.
But now, you're like, it's a curse. That thing's been over for
You don't sell a lot of
years.
Books 28 years after publication. That's unless true. You're J.D. Salinger.
That's true. I would recommend it even still.
Yeah.
It's a great history of all kinds of crazy nonsense.
The dark history of things that happened to them trying to get there.
617-779-0985. I want Dan Shaughnessy on the record giving us his serious opinion of where the Patriots are headed.
And I will do that. Then I want to talk to Zoe about the real football things here.
All right. We'll do all that coming up next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand and Warrior today. Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe is with us. And I want you to tell us, Dan, what you believe is about to happen for the Patriots in the playoffs.
Well, I think this weekend will tell you a lot. And I know you mock me that I'm not being serious in some of these things. But
no, that's why I'm getting the serious take.
Watching the games on, we'll start on Saturday when Indy plays Houston. In my view,
step one, watch
Houston is the team you want to play out of the whole field. I don't think Zoe agrees with me. I'm interested to hear that.
No, that's the team I think you should play.
Well, to me, they are mentally incapable of coming in here and winning. And so I want them, no matter what. I've never seen J.J. Watt make a tackle against the Patriots. I still remember O'Brien saying it's not his job to throw the challenge flag or to call a timeout or to review a play on a ground catch early in the year. Just the way they lost their minds here, their clock mismanagement.
Offensive line has issues, man.
And I've been told that. They're 1-10 historically against the Patriots. We all go back to the leather jackets. It's a mental baggage. They would need 10 airplanes to get here with the baggage that they have to come to Foxborough. So if you see Houston win its game on Saturday, you get what you want, which is the Patriot way. That's the way it's worked for 18 years. That will tell you something. On the other hand, if Indy wins that game, And then I don't think Zos is in on Baltimore as I am. If Baltimore beats the Chargers,
no,
it's bad either way. But Baltimore and Chargers are both more of a threat to beat the Patriots here than Houston is.
You're rooting for either the Chargers or Baltimore to go to Kansas City to play.
Right.
That's what I'm
– Take them out.
That's what you're kind of rooting for.
But I'm with you.
I think there's an internal rooting for the Houston Texans to come here.
That's the path. You get the Houston Texans here. You get the Chargers and Baltimore to take care of the dirty deed of taking Kansas City out of it. And you get the home field throughout.
Did you hear
that's
that?
The ticket.
Pats are rooting for the Texans?
Yes.
Internally?
I think that's kind of the want.
They're not stupid.
Kind of slid that in there.
You know.
Oh, by the way, the Pats are rooting for the Texans.
Remember the year they were trying to avoid the Steelers in the first round?
Talk about that on Monday, right, Jim? Talk that Monday, too.
Yeah. And they had Matt Castle throw the pass to the cheerleaders so that they would play Jacksonville instead of Pittsburgh in the first round.
Oh, they care about the path.
So they know. They know the path. The path is to get Houston here and to get Baltimore or the Chargers to do your dirty work against KC and then get them here.
That's how I
feel.
That's the path. I agree with you, Dan.
And that is the Patriot way. You know, there's always
If they don't get the path?
As I have written in the past, I like to say this.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a Walt Coleman or Judge Fanboy Berman or something around the corner that'll break their way.
And you still feel that way. Something's going to break.
Until otherwise seen, I will believe that they will get their way. They always do. Yes. So that's how you'll know.
That's like a half and half party. It's a half serious take, plus then everything breaks their way.
Right.
So it'll
Until
all be
he slid
fine.
The fanboy
it's all going to work
in.
Out.
And then some guardian angel floats down from above.
I think
someone
waves their magic wand.
I think we can all agree.
What if they don't get their path? They will. Right?
They always do.
I think we can all agree it's not one of the stronger Patriot additions, and yet they still may get to the Super Bowl. And again, this goes back to my insistence. I love the defense of the AFC East, which is ongoing every day. Stats pour in about how, you know, it's unbelievable how bad that is. And I know you guys have the quarterback and the coach numbers and all that. For instance, they have won their division by three or more games in eight of the last 9 years. No one ever wins eight games or nine games. They're going to play a team, the Chargers, that has a better record than them they're not in a division with that. So they're going to have a home game against the Chargers potentially because they're in the AFC East, because they don't have push in their division. And no matter how you say it, they are 29-1 at home against their division in the last five seasons. I'm sorry. They are great. They beat everyone else.
What year was he hooked it?
But they are in a division with no other good team, and it's really helpful. But
the year we went to Indy in the Super Bowl. He hooked it.
It's more helpful.
Against the Ravens.
It's more helpful now, Dan, than it was when you've got a team that's capable of winning the Super Bowl, as they have been for at least three of the last four seasons.
Right.
I mean, last year they went to the wire in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They won it the year before that. They won it a couple of years before that. Right. So it's not as if in those years they needed it to be good or needed it to set themselves up. This year, they probably needed it a little bit.
It's a big boost.
It doesn't hurt.
But in fairness to them, they're 4-0 against the field. If you look at the playoff teams, they're
the
only team
4-0
against the field,
but they're also 0-5 against teams that didn't get in, which works against you, too. If you're going to credit the 4-0, you got to really take a deep look at the 0-5. But I just think with 2 weeks, too, you're getting Edelman a little bit healthier, and I think he's starting to pop. And the way Gronkowski ran this past weekend and what you saw from him gives you a glimmer of there could be something here in the playoffs with him. That was probably one of his best games yet as far as the way he was moving.
Yeah, I didn't see it that way.
Were you at the game?
You didn't see Edelman?
Oh, you saw it on TV. That's
what you're talking about. Gronk or Edelman?
Gronkowski.
Oh.
I didn't think
Edelman. I thought that was Edelman's best game of the year.
He was moving well.
Oh, he was moving well.
I know he was catching the ball, but I didn't think he was moving well after he caught the ball.
I thought that was the best he's moved in a while.
I thought he looked pretty much the same, but he was.
Yeah.
But as far as getting through tackles and moving through coverage, I thought the one that got called back, that was a glimmer of what he used to be.
And
if you could get a couple of those.
I think Edelman had his best day in a while.
Oh, he sure did.
And so where are you on the Ravens threat? Do you think the Ravens are a threat
against
the
Patriots? I just wonder if they could score. That's all. Mm-hmm. The defense, damn good. Damn good.
Well, and they run the ball, and we've seen some problems in the Patriots stopping the run.
But you can put eight guys against around the line of scrimmage. The thing with Lamar Jackson is he's inaccurate. Like, even most of his completions are down around the shoestrings or behind a guy. And, you know, even on the bootleg stuff where he's really good throwing on a run, where he's productive, you know, he almost breaks the tight end's legs half the time on a drag route.
Yeah.
Like, you could cover some of that stuff, make him fit it into holes. Now, you may be able to trick him in some stuff, but you're going to have to spy him, though. You're going to have somebody up there can run with him and spy him. I don't know if anybody can run with him.
Well, to use the numbers, I mean, Bill's
kid's good.
Bill's 11-0 against rookie quarterbacks in Gillette.
Yeah.
And this would be another one.
This reminds me of the Indianapolis Super Bowl run year.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, you know, it wasn't a great team, but lined up for you. You had Tim Tebow, I think, in the playoffs. And then Baltimore dropped that ball in the end zone and then hooked that field goal. And next thing you know, you're going Indy.
Which, if you look at that season, that was a success. Getting to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
even though you lost, still a successful year by any standard. Never mind the Patriots standard. So I think, Dan, I think they got to get to the AFC title game. And I think you look at that and say, anything after that, that is truly house money.
But if they lose the AFC title game at home, there'll be a lot of disappointment. Because
yeah, I think it also depends how it goes, you know, competitively speaking. How competitive is the game?
Yeah.
All right, we've got something special coming up after these headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials, and I believe we'll have a guest with us. Someone checking in with us on the phone lines. We'll do that coming up right after this.
Sweet.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.